Hey, Steven, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good, good. My name's Matt, by the way. Tara obviously was talking to you. She does a really good job about, you know, explaining what we do. So you've been with Angie's for a little bit, huh?
Yes, well, actually for 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks. Okay, and it's been working okay for you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. What do you like about them? What don't you like about them?
Just so far, just getting the lead. It's been fun. Been able to get leads to get the job done.
Good, good. So what we do is obviously a little bit different. We put you on Google, okay? That's where 93% of people go to when they're looking for a business, because we all do it, right? But obviously, it's very difficult to get there. So, how we help your business is, you know, we'll basically, create you a website. Okay. And that'll be the first phase. And then we do the marketing ads and we'll make sure that anytime anybody's looking up any of the keywords that relate to your business, like junk removal, hauling, do you do like house moving as well, or is it mainly like you're focusing just on like the junk removal space?
Yeah, just the junk removal.
Okay. So all those keywords that relate to your business, we want to make sure you show up on the front page, right? They click and then they call you directly, okay? In addition to that, Steven, like let's say somebody types in junk removal and your zip code, is it 60643? Is that your main zip code?
Yes.
Okay. So anytime anybody like in the Chicago area types in junk removal and you show up on the first page, and let's say they don't call you, right? You know, because people will search, obviously. Sometimes they won't call, right? But anytime that person logs onto their personal Facebook page, we're also going to create an ad that comes directly from you, right? And it's going to show up on their personal Facebook page called retargeting ads. And it's going to prompt them and entice them to want to call you directly from Facebook, right? And, you know, reach out to you directly from there. Now, why Facebook over any other platform? Well, Facebook is the second most visited place besides Google. So obviously we want to make sure that you're not just there, but you're dominating and capturing that book of business. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, that sounds good.
Yeah.
How much would the prices, monthly prices be for that?
Great question. I do have a quick question for you, okay? Because there's also another platform that we do with Google. It's a pay-per-lead platform. And it's really, really good, but I want to make sure you would qualify for it. Do you have general liability insurance for the business?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have at least
$250,000? Yes.
Okay. So Google has this pay-per-lead platform where it takes about 2 months to get you set up for it. So the other, like, platform I was explaining to you, we would have you on that, obviously, while we're working on this long-term project. But the good news with the pay-per-leads is you can turn that thing on or off at any time, Steven. So let's say, you know, like 1 week you need more leads. Well, guess what? Turning on the pay-per-lead platform will help you, you know, get more jobs, because that actually shows up at the very tippy top of Google, like the top, right? So when somebody types in junk removal, you're at the way top. Right. But again, Google doesn't just put anybody there. That's why it's a process, and we'll help you get approved for it. We got to show that you have the general liability insurance. And the last thing that they'll do is they'll do a background check, make sure there's no felonies over the last 7 years now. So you'd be good on that as well.
Yes.
Okay. So with that, you have the ability to receive or reject that lead at any time. So if somebody calls you up and you're like, man, they're asking me to like come and remove something silly, or it's not going to make sense for me to pay for that lead, you don't have to pay for that lead. And that lead comes in the form of a phone call, right? And Google doesn't share it. So that's the one benefit of being on Google versus like Angie's, is Google's not sharing the leads like Angie's is sharing the leads. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So the good news, though, is, like I said, you can receive or reject that lead. If you want the lead, though, on that platform, Google's going to charge you $76 for a qualified lead.
Per lead? $76 per lead?
For qualified lead. For any lead that you take, right? So you get to first field it out. They call you up, right? You get to fill it out to see if it's worth your time. If it's worth your time, right, then yes, you're going to pay $76 for that. A lot of my junk remover guys, it takes them, some have like 100% close rate, some it takes them two leads for it to like equate like a really good job. What do you think of the pay-per-lead platform?
Well, I mean, $76 would be too high.
Yeah, definitely. And it's something you definitely don't have to do, right? You know?
Right.
But if you think about what you're really paying for a qualified lead, like even on the Angie's platform, it's probably coming up to probably a little bit more than $76 when you add all the, like, the different leads that are flowing through. Like, you're getting good leads, bad leads, right? Right? But, like, I'm talking, like, for a qualified lead, for somebody you actually want that business for. That's the only time you're paying that $76. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, something you don't need to start with, right? Something we can work towards, right? Like a lot of my businesses, you know, some start with it, some, you know, we work on it at another time, right? But to do where we get you on Google, like we'll get you on the map section and all of Chicago and all the keywords, and then we spend $100 a month on those Facebook retargeting ads, and that package runs $299 a month.
Okay, so it's comparable.
Yeah, so definitely very affordable. You know, the only difference is if you ever want to add the pay-per-leads, right? Again, it is a process. We do have to pay for a background check, so that does have expense, of course, to get that going. But if you ever did want to get that, that platform will take your business to the next level. There's no better lead than being at the very tippy top, obviously, of Google, right? And having a pay-per-lead platform to help boost your business. Like, it'll blow Angie's away. Again, that's where everybody goes, by the way. You know that. I know that. Everybody uses Google to find businesses. In fact, 93% of all business is done on the front page of Google out there. So what Angie's okay. doing is they're running ads and then they're reselling it to you. I mean, what are you spending right now with Angie's?
About $300 a month. So,
okay.
But I am on it's contract, not bad. So I got to, yeah, but I got to continue to pay that. So I'm going to run this for some months and see how it goes. And if it's not getting me enough leads, then I can, I have to double down because I'm on contract for 12 months.
Yeah, you definitely get out of that too. I help a lot of people get out of those contracts, by the way. So it is something you can get out of. They're not going to tell you that, of course.
Right.
Yeah. But if you like get to a point where you're not happy, all you got to do is send them an email. It's not working. I'm tired of it. And then you can just threaten that, hey, look, you guys got slapped down by the Federal Trade Commission 3 years ago. I would tell you to Google that, by the way. And then all you have to do is call your credit card company and block them. Like I said, I've helped so many people get out of that contract. I had a roofing company recently that was spending $2,000 a month with Angie's. Imagine spending $2,000 a month. That's a lot of money, right? And yeah. They weren't getting any work. And they were just spending. They were with them for like 4 months. So they spent $8,000 of their hard-earned money with Angie's, and I helped them get out of it. And, you know, of course, Angie's going to call and send threatening letters, but there's nothing they can do. They don't want companies to contacting the Federal Trade Commission on them again. So they eventually backed down, right? You know, they had to pay $7.2 million 3 years ago to businesses because of what they do. So, you know, they're not the best company in the world, but they can get you jobs. Right. And they can, you know, at least get you, you know, some work, you know, but obviously being on Google and then us using the Facebook ads to get back in front of your people is obviously going to have a better return on investment on a long-term scale, because that's where people really do go, you know. And obviously we are trying to fill this position right now, Stephen, because the reason why
you go ahead. I was wondering, I forget my question.
Yeah, I hear you. It's Wednesday.
Right. It'll come back to me.
Yeah, I mean, if you do think of it, yeah,
I was asking,
exactly.
Do you all run the re-ad, I forget what you call it when they pop back up on Facebook.
The retargeting ad, yeah.
The retargeting ad, is that for the $300 a month or the pay per lead?
Yep, it's all included. It's all included. Normally, this package has a $100 startup fee on top of it, so normally it is $3.99 to get going and then $2.99 a month thereafter. But since it's the holidays and our promotion we've been running, I'm waiving that $100 one-time setup fee. So, again, it's just $2.99. $199 goes towards you being on top of Google, and I'm even including a website, okay? That takes us 7 to 10 days to build you out a nice website, okay? That's not going to be any charge for that as well. So $199 to put you on top of Google, and then that $100 of Facebook ads, right? So therefore, that total price breaks down to $299 a month. We don't lock you any like long-term contract. We do ask a three-month commitment because we actually lose money the first 3 months, so we need you to stay committed, right? But the first month, you'll get results. The second month, like, you're going to see a noticeable, like, amount of calls comparative to the first month, right? Because the first month, we have to build out your ads. We got to get your website created. That takes, like, a week and a half, right? So we're doing a lot of grunt work and, like, programming. But then this thing starts to build steam, like, towards the end of that. And then, like, the second month, this thing even takes off even more. So being on Google, though, is really going to benefit your business and really help you, you know, get more and more business over time.
Yeah. So is it a number, like, I can call to get this going? Because I still have to pilot this with Angie for at least a month and maybe two, but if it's not working out, it sounds like a
yeah. So what's happening right now is we are calling junk removal companies in the Chicago area because somebody fell off the first page, and whenever that happens, Google notifies us. That's how our clients actively reach out and get new business and clients, is because we're filling front page placement, right? So obviously I wouldn't be able to hold this for 2 months, and we'll probably have it filled before then, you know. So you know, I'm always a straight shooter. It is what it is. If you want to be that guy to get it, great, you know. But, you know, I do get calls all the time from people. Hey, Matt, you know, I'm ready to do this now. And, like, I had one this week already, and I wasn't able to help him. He was a septic pump company and out of Texas, and we had already filled it. He was so bummed. And I was like, you know, unfortunately, you know, I can't change that. So, I mean, what I would recommend is just allocate, you know, the budget for Angie's with us, or if you can swing both, you know, and you want to really take your business to the next level, I mean, it doesn't hurt to have both. I mean, if you're spending $300 with Angie's, you know, $300 with us, I mean, yes, it's $600 a month, but, you know, you got to spend money, obviously, to make money. So if you really want to take your business to that next level, I mean, this position, especially Chicago, is a great area. You know, just to give you an idea, there was 2,200 searches on Google in Chicago last month for junk removal. Now, all of that didn't turn into jobs, but, you know, that's a definitely enough search volume for you to, you know, get great results off of that.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to do it today, but I can call back after our podcast was working out right. But
so like I said, I mean, I can keep a hold on it, you know? I mean, what is it? What do you think it's going to take for you to say yes to this?
Yeah, I got to see how much work I can get through Angie. And if I can't get enough, then I'm going to shift.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, you're not dumb. You've been around, Steven. I mean, obviously, being on top of Google is going to have a night and day difference compared to Angie's. I mean, you're smart enough to understand that, correct?
Yeah, that's what I was asking for, a number, so I can, like, contact back them if the number's good to call back.
Yeah, definitely. I'll go ahead and shoot with my contact and everything. What's your email?
My first name, Stephen, Stephen.
Nice, that's how my dad spells it, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like from the Bible. Stephen Blessed Reed at yahoo.com.
Perfect. Nice. I'm also a Christian too, by the way. So, you know, like I said, this is, like really going to help you, like, actually grow your business, and you're going to get a good return on investment every month, Stephen. So I'm going to send you a couple of videos for you to watch. I have a really good one from my electrician called Stingray Electric. You can Google him. He has over 199 five-star reviews that use our platform to get those, by the way. And just to shoot you straight, that guy starts just like as we're talking right now, and now he spends a fortune every month on his marketing budget with us. Okay? So, a lot. I'll just leave it at that. Okay? But my point is, you know, we can help you grow, and what we're talking about is starting somewhere where you're going to get, like, a good result, right? And then we could always add more fuel to the fire as time goes on, you know. So
okay,
yeah,
I definitely
so definitely
paying attention, seeing if I'm getting the right results. Not I just be jumping ship. So I do need to scale up. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, you need the business, and like I said, like, look, there's the smart people that get on Google, and then there's like people that stay on Angie's or Yelp, right? You know, and I'm shooting you straight because the smart money goes to Google, right? I got a guy in New York right now that spends $50,000 a month with me. He's a plumber, right? And he started off when, you know, he was running his own ads and whatnot, and I talked to him probably 6 months ago, and I was like, look, I could save you at least 25% on your ad cost. He's like, no way. I've been doing this for a long time. And so anyways, long story short, Stephen, I got involved with my team, and we saved him 33%. Right out, like within a month. That's how like good our team is. So, and again, you're not obviously that like level, but my point is even down to your level, right? I can get you good results and then we can build it over time. Okay. And that's kind of what, you know, we try to start somewhere with you in terms of all that. So you do hauling and demolition and waste and all that too, right? Okay. Cool.
Yes.
Gotcha. I'm just sending you this email. I want to make sure you got it too, so we can at least confirm that. Struck. Okay. And then you should be, just give me 1 second, Steven. Yeah, my dad's name's Steven, too. That's very interesting. He spells it just like you. I don't come across a lot of Stevens, though. It's funny. Every time I, like, every month, I don't really come across. You know? It's a unique name.
I like it.
Perfect. S-T-E-P-H-E-N. There we go. All right. Let me know if you got this email. You should be getting it any second now. Sometimes it takes a second. You know how that is. Especially Yahoo. It's a little bit slower, too. Sometimes lags. It's like Yahoo's like slowly dying out, unfortunately, you know? And if you ever like forget your password and can't log into your Yahoo account, you know, it's like they want to charge you now on Yahoo. Some of my clients have been telling me about that, too, you know?
Yeah, I didn't know. Still sticking with them. Kind of pushed over
to
the door.
Yeah, don't lose your password on it.
Didn't come through yet. Refreshing it.
Okay. Yeah, you know how it is. It takes like a second. Oh wait, it didn't. Steven? Okay, yeah, it bounced back. That's why. Let me make sure I got it right again.
Okay.
It's Wednesday. You know how Steven Bless, right? Number 3
yeah.
at Yahoo?
Oh, no. Stephen Bless Reed, my last name, R-E-E-D.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, that'll help, right? Oh, yeah. My. No problem. I was like, huh? Okay. I was like, I know I typed it in right. I didn't hear that part. My apologies. Hold on.
No problem.
Go. Perfect. Yeah, man, I was talking to a guy about God today earlier, and it was really cool. You know, he's sharing his Christian faith with me and everything. I was like, that's really cool. I got to hear all about it, you know?
That's always a good thing.
All right. It is. You know, I love when clients talk to me about God, you know, it's like something we all need more of, right?
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why I like what we do, because we literally help businesses out all day, you know? And the only reason you wouldn't be successful with us, and I'm straightforward with everybody, 93% of people stay with me, Stephen. So I have a high retention rate. And like I said, we only ask for 3 months of commitment, and then it literally goes to month to month. But the 7% that don't work out are the guys that are bad business owners. Like, they suck at communication. Like, in other words, they won't answer their phone. They're non-responsive. They don't make the meetings with us. You know, that those kind of people, right? I have a guy named Ron, and I literally have to call Ron every week and say, Ron, have you gone through your dashboard? How come you didn't call back Nancy? Why didn't you call this lead back? And Ron's like, you know, and so my point is, like, I just have some clients that no matter how much I'm blue to the face, they're just really bad at answering the phone and being good. And meanwhile, there's guys like you that probably answer their phone right away. I'm sure you're working your Angie's really good, right? And what have you.
I didn't get that email.
I know. It bounced back again. Is it Stephen Reed or is it Stephen Bless Reed 3 at Yahoo?
Yeah. Stephen Bless Reed at Yahoo. No 3.
Oh, no 3. Okay. I probably thought the first time you said 3 instead of Reed. Wonder. Okay. Third time's a charm. Yeah. My apologies. I could put a 3 into it, you know? Hold on.
Yeah.
I swear it feels like it's a Friday already. Yeah, man. I mean, like I said, I mean, I'd love for you to take some of that budget over from Angie's and just bring it over, you know? And, you know, that way, you know, maybe you can get Angie's to reduce it, right? And then that way that will free up a little money so you could have both working for you.
Yeah, so, I mean, probably my second week.
Yeah.
I'm getting some work.
Yeah.
But probably it's not working.
When do they bill you again?
I'm going to call them tomorrow to find out because I'm not even sure.
Find out your billing date, you know?
So far.
Yeah, find out your billing date, you know? But maybe you can just reduce it down. Instead of like 300 a month, maybe do 200. And then with me, $299. So 200 plus 299, that'd be 499 between the two platforms.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and then like, so you're not increasing it too heavily, but yet, you know, you're having a good presence and you're using two things to help you grow your business, you know?
Yeah, I'm still not getting the email. I'm going to.
Stephen Bless Reed at Yahoo.
Yeah, STEPHENBLESSEERED at Yahoo.com.
So BLESSED. E-D? Is it blessed?
Yes.
Okay, so there's an E-D on that as well. Okay. Gotcha. And then R-E-E-D, correct?
Yes. At Yahoo.
Okay. Gotcha. This is going to work now. Yeah, I didn't send it to, like, yet because I wanted to make sure I had all that right.
Pretty long email.
Yeah, because I don't want to keep sending something over and over again and like it not go through. Hold on, here we go. Now this should work. Like, there's no doubt. This bounces. I don't know what else to do.
Is it a number to contact you on, or just be this email to?
Yeah, my number's in the email.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll all be there. My contact number and how to get a hold of me. You dial the phone number, and then you enter like 1, and then you enter my extension, and it'll go straight to me. It's best either, and I'll send you a text too. It's always best to like either email me or text me because I'm always on the phone. Right. By the way, I have like over 1,000 clients. Right. So I'm extremely busy here. So it's always best to, you know, reach out to me in that sense first. Like, hey, Matt, can you talk? You know, like here, I'm going to go ahead and send you a text too.
I got it now. It came through.
All right. Steven, Matt here. Pleasure talking with you. You can always text me. Me at any time. Yeah, so that electrician explains all the levels of service, right? Obviously, we're going to just be starting with the $299 package. We're going to get you on the map section and the $100 of retargeting ads. Like I said, it's all broken down there. And then we can always add the pay-per-leads later to help you grow.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I got the information, so help me.
Yeah.
I'd be keeping in touch.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I mean, would you like to schedule an appointment? What do you want to take this from here?
I'm going to just wait on Angie and actually see this out for a second. Like I said, at least for a month.
Yeah.
And if it's not up to enough leads, then I just contact you to keep scaling up.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I mean, my recommendation would be to reduce the price down, like, and not spend as much with them. And then that way it could free up some money to do this. Because obviously you want to get on Google. Like, you don't want to put Google on the back burner, right? Because you're just missing out.
I'm going to start an email, so I'm going to be able to reach back out to you.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks.
Make the move, so.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
I understand everything's timing, too, so. You know, hopefully we can do something together and I can help you out, but let's definitely keep in touch and then we can go from there. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, sir. You take care. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.